people are getting pissed off.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and once they lose faith that the government gives a fuck about them and is looking up for their best interest, they're no longer going to look to the government for that. They're going to handle it themselves. And why do I say this? Because it happened. It happens across all of history.
Kids are back to school as of today. Half day of school. Okay. We are in the Warren Consolidated Schools District. And apparently the people there, and I guarantee you that this is not a unique story. If you reach out to any mildly diverse area of the country that's kind of run by blue libtard leftoids and yet still has a lot of conservative and family-oriented people in it, you're going to hear a lot of stories like this. Everyone knows that children should not be wearing the face diapers. It's antithetical, it's anti-science, it's weapons-grade bullshit of the highest order. Okay? Not even a month ago, the CDC flat out said they were not going to require face diapering children in order to go back to school. In fact, Warren Consolidated Schools said the exact same thing when we called them and asked them flat out, are you going to require my son, if he goes back to your indoctrination shithole, to wear a mask? No. No. Even with the Delta variant, we're not going to make him wear a mask. Don't worry about it. It's not a big deal. Okay. They told all the parents that. Mm. 2 weeks later, literally within 5 days of when the school year was supposed to start, they pulled a bait and switch. You know why? Because once they can confirm a certain amount of enrollment, and it doesn't have to be once the school year has started, they can claim their tax subsidies and budget for the year. Now all of a sudden, oh, we lied. We were completely full of shit. We never had any intention of actually protecting your children from things like brain damage, bacterial pneumonia, anoxia, none of that shit. We don't fucking care. Oh, and here's the best part. Okay. They got the pediatricians in on this shit.
Oh, yeah?
Okay? We took my son because he has had not one but two minimum incidents of wearing face diapers. One time he threw up in the fucking thing, which was glorious to clean up, let me tell you right now. Another time he was in the middle of Kroger walking around, he passed the fuck out. He's six. All right?
That's fucked up.
So we took him to the pediatrician, okay? Immediately after this first incident where he passed out, we took him in, and of course he had to wear the face diaper in the fucking lobby for I don't know how long before he was finally allowed back, and then they took his blood out, his blood, blood alcohol. Well, he did used to really enjoy Jameson back when he was teething, but hey, not allowed to use those remedies anymore. He totally takes Orajel. You know,
allegedly. And I drank right along with him.
Exactly. He used to suck that shit right off of his fucking pacifier. I'm like, stop it! You're going to be a boozer like your old man! I don't want that for you! Stop it! But they take him back in there, and they take his OSAT levels 74%.
You can
with a fucking mask on.
That'll mess you up, bro.
Exactly. Not even wearing it for a half hour the other day, 89%.
Wow.
That's bad. Yeah, that's really bad.
Well, not to mention the psychological problems.
Oh, the psychological problems. I mean, literally, children require looking at a human face in order to develop empathy. We are literally going to be raising a generation of fucking sociopaths with increased tendencies for criminality. You mark my fucking words. It's going to happen.
Well, there's that. And, I mean, you're teaching them to be afraid of something.
You're teaching them to be afraid of interpersonal contact.
You're basically, like, reinforcing fear for everything.
Yes.
That can't be good.
No. And we already have issues with people being completely socially inept because of the internet. So
yeah, and feminism.
But that's totally off the thing. So
in feminism.
His traditional pediatrician wasn't there that day. Mm. So in walks this fucking bitch. And completely, like, has the propaganda in her hand ready to hand to my wife.
Uh-huh.
Oh, totally safe for children. Yeah. Never mind the fact that his father has been researching this shit for months because he has to. And he has, I don't know how many, 50, 60 sources citing how it's weapons-grade bullshit and how even if you're wearing the ones that are supposedly the best ones, And, oh, it totally helps with droplets. No, 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 no. You know how fast those become useless against droplets? 20 minutes. Because your breath saturates the mask, and then you start spewing the shit anyway.
Yeah.
Fail.
Fail!
So she was willing to diagnose him with allergy-induced asthma. But, you know, it's more important that he wear the face diaper. So you know what we're going to do? We're going to offer to pump your fucking kid full of steroids so he can wear a face diaper.
And turn him into a fat butterball.
Yeah. Because
that's what happens when you're on steroids. You gain an ass load of weight.
And it can cause lung scarring in small children.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So we're going to deliberately risk weight gain, lung scarring, all of these long-term problems by pumping a six-year-old full of steroids so that he can wear a face diaper to protect himself against something that he has a 0.00001% chance of dying from.
Listen, I'm telling you right now, we are on the cusp of this getting really violent.
Oh, it's going to get bad.
Like, literally, some of the shit I'm seeing at some, like, what is it, some of these PTA meetings or whatever, or school meetings where the civilian the population comes in and tells what they want.
Yeah.
And the school board is like, silence. Like, they're going to keep doing that?
Yep.
Like, I can literally start seeing these people getting shot in the parking lot.
Yep.
Look, we've got a lot of guns in this country. People are getting pissed off.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and once they lose faith that the government gives a fuck about them and is looking up for their best interest, they're no longer going to look to the government for that. They're going to handle it themselves. And why do I say this? Because it happens across all of history. When you cannot get justice in the courts, or if the police can't protect you, people are going to do it for themselves.
Yep.
And that is going to get real bad.
Watch Grunt Speak Live Tuesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern, and we'll do the same thing we do every night. Try to take over the world. Nah.